given the power of lighting to work upon us and our ability to begin to use it and design with it to develop a strategy, how do we then develop a dialogue about lighting? How do we move towards an aesthetic of lighting, away from the mechanics, from Leicos and Fresnels, or light bulbs and lamps, or fluorescents and LEDs, towards talking about what this impact is and how we create it and how we understand it? Well, lighting is beginning to gain a more central place in almost all visual disciplines, whether they be those that are architectonic, architecture, interior design, landscape architecture, or sculpture, in which light is used to light an environment and imbue an environment with character. Or be it the performing arts, when it's about the figure within that environment, theater, dance, musical performance, rock concerts even. Or another place that lighting is emerging as a central design element is event planning and themed entertainment. And finally, those areas that capture and document light for posterity, film, photography. All of these disciplines are beginning to talk about light and use light more than just as a mechanical tool, but as a central aesthetic element to their own aesthetic discipline. We have to, though, get beyond the engineering, get beyond the mechanics. The power of new sources has given us unprecedented control over light as a medium. But now we need to begin the dialogue of how do we talk about that control? How do we use that control? To what end? In whose hands is that control? Is it in the hands of the engineers that developed the sources? Or does it go to the hands of the artists who can give impact with those sources? One of the major controversies right now in lighting in architecture is who designs the lighting? Is it the engineers or is it the architects? The best buildings, I believe, the architects do. Some of the newest sources and best new technologies are those of automated lighting and LEDs. They are bringing lighting into all of the other disciplines, those architectonic, those of performance, those of themed entertainment. But again, is the technology an end, or is it a means towards communicating something else, towards giving meaning and emotional impact? It's a struggle sometimes to get beyond the mechanics, beyond watching the moving lights pan back and forth, or shift colors, beyond LEDs being used as giant video screens, and capturing the impact that these sources can have in referencing the context of how light gives its power to all of us. So we need to begin to escape the technology, to go beyond the technology. The discourse we need to engage in is of the aesthetics. We need to go beyond the mechanics. The body of literature about lighting is almost exclusively devoted to the mechanics, the how-to, Leicos and Fresnels, different sources and color temperatures, all of that sort of thing. But let's look at the model of art or music for a moment and the body of literature surrounding those disciplines. The how-to is very little. Think of the number of books on oils versus acrylics, or how watercolors work, or musical instruments and how to play them. And then think of the body of work that is of critical or aesthetic nature, talking about how art works, how particular pieces of art impact or affect us, how pieces of music work upon us. That body is much more vast and, to my mind, much more interesting. It's my hope that this room will be a first step towards engaging in this dialogue, to opening up a discussion about light and its aesthetics. The discussion area of the room is open for comments and I will respond to whatever comments you might make about how light has impacted you, what the context of light is, how you see light as an aesthetic medium. What are some of the problems with opening up this discussion? Well, light is an incredibly ephemeral medium. It is most fleeting in how we perceive it and how it impacts us. Even as it's captured on film, it's different than being in the environment of light and how we're impacted when we're actually in the light and around the light. It's omnipresent. We are in light all the time, so we tend to not see it as an aesthetic tool, as something that is impacting us. We take it for granted. Yet, we take for granted sounds all around us all the time. But those times when those sounds come together as music, we understand and enjoy the impact of them. Can we do the same with lighting when it comes together in a designed fashion? Also, it's subliminal. It works on us on all those levels that are so hard to articulate in words. As we said, it doesn't work very well intellectually. It works on that most visceral, emotional level. How do we then begin to discuss it? Well, again, all the arts work on that level. That's why it's important to have this very discussion. How does the discussion begin? It begins with an awareness of light, something I hope I've increased in you. From there, the discussion goes on to the critical and aesthetic problems of light, the issues evolved into it, and ultimately into understanding and being able to tap into the real poetry of light.